This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Lawmakers gather at the Capitol for today's start of the 2017 legislative session, and there's a lot on the menu. A challenging budget, comprehensive tax reform, criminal justice reform, roadwork backlogs, and more. Few, if any, of the options seem to be to everyone's taste, however.
Tax reform to me means cutting taxes. Tax reform to our esteemed governor means you pay more.
Shreveport Republican Representative Alan Seba opposes any revenue-raising measures, including a gasoline tax increase to help with a $13 billion DOTD backlog.
I don't want to give him 2 cents a gallon. I mean, I don't think we need it.
Baton Rouge Republican Steve Carter says this session will test lawmakers' convictions about priorities.
Is early childhood more important than infrastructure? We've got to find some way to solve this problem, and there's no money. So we've got to do something.
House Democrats Walt Leger, Katrina Jackson, and Sam Jones will be carrying the bills for Governor John Bel Edwards' tax reform package, while House Republicans Barry Ivey and Jay Morris have filed bills implementing competing plans that include flat tax rates and completely cleaning all the sales tax pennies. The governor says statewide polls show the citizens support his approach.
The people of Louisiana are open to new and more revenue so long as there is a balanced approach and that there are savings wherever those are possible.
Seba still says no.
We do not need more revenue. We do not have a shortage of money. Period. End of story.
They have 60 days to hash it all out. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.